Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. What else is the impeachment defense team going to put on today? What are they going to put on today? They'll very likely also put on video of Jamie Raskin and maybe even Nancy Pelosi and maybe even Chuck Schumer and a lot of Democrats that use the word fight, or Bernie Sanders. Bernie will go on there and say, we got to fight for a $15 hour minimum wage. Nancy Pelosi might say, we got to fight against climate change. Somebody else might say, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, we got to fight for labor rights. And they're going to say that's the same as Trump getting up and saying fight at the rally before they went up and murdered a cop. You know, nobody's going to fall for that. Nobody's going to fall for that. You take a look at what a guy says and the context of what he says, and Trump, ever since 2015, really, his campaign is urging people to beat up people in the audience. People got punched in the face in the audience. He would say, I'll pay your legal fees. You beat that guy up, I'll pay your legal fees. That's what he said. Said the press are the enemy of the people and the press needed security to get back to their cars. He said, take care of that woman, meaning Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. And militia showed up, open carry to intimidate the Michigan legislature. This is not Bernie Sanders saying, let's fight for 15. That's not what that is. We go to the lines. Ron of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Ron?
Grino, green in name only. This year, there's a new member in Congress, and the last word in the name is green, but it's totally inappropriate. I don't know if you can get to a list of what the principles are. Years ago, I read two different lists. One had 10 points, the other 11. So it was two different green groups that had put them together, argued about them, what should be in, what should be out. So can you contrast what this Georgia politician?
Well, you know, that's an interesting way to put it. You're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she spells her last name G-R-E-E-N-E, and she has nothing to do with the Green New Deal or green principles in the sense of on the Democratic side. She is a QAnon supporter. She flat out said it during the campaign. And recently, Kevin McCarthy just kept twisting her arm to said, well, I've looked at it some more, and I guess I'm not technically a QAnon supporter anymore. She said it very reluctantly. But here's the deal. What she said is very consistent in a long line that goes back to the John Birch Society, the Ku Klux Klan, and various nativist movements in the United States going back to the 1850s and the Know Nothing Party. And the they're the party that would burn schools that immigrants were attending that came over from Ireland or Southern Europe. And it just keeps going on. Now, what she says is flat out nuts. The QAnon, they always come up with a nutty thing. The QAnon deal is, well, there's a pizza parlor in D.C. and in the basement, there are a lot of Democrats hanging out who do perverted things and want to take over the world type thing. I mean, all right, that's nuts. Everybody knows that's nuts. But the underlying sentiments are very, very consistent over time. Now, if you talk about 10-point plans and 11-point plans, if you're talking about the nativist tradition that goes back in this country to the John Birch Society, the Ku Klux Klan, before that, the nativists, they didn't have 10 or 11 points. It was really basically race-based. And frankly, that's the basis of it now. You know, now it's immigration. And when John F. Kennedy was president in 1960, the country was 80% Caucasian. And now the country is maybe 60%, keeps going down. Now, the point is that in the history of the world, no population has ever voluntarily just given up a country or a continent. It's as simple as that. So you are going to see pushback on that. And frankly, our immigration policies have to be tightened up and we have to defend our borders. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But that doesn't mean that at the same time, we advocate violence and we advocate the principle, the nativist principles that go back 150 years. The Green New Deal, and this is on in the Democratic Party, is really a marketing device, in my view, for what our climate policy is anyway. And you know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is it's going to be capitalism that goes green because it is profitable. Why did I say that? Because General Motors said that they're going to go all electric by 2035. That's even quicker than Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie would have said it. And they're doing it. Mary Barra, the CEO, is doing it because that's what people want. It's going to be cheaper. And yes, it's good for the environment, but it works. So I think that our system, flaws and all, Ron, is going to muddle through. The Marjorie Taylor Greens are toast. I mean, she was stripped of her committee assignments. She's crude. She said that Nancy Pelosi should be executed, that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton should be hanged. If I said that Kevin McCarthy should be executed, so should Moscow Mitch, and Donald Trump should be hanged, the Secret Service would see me in my home this afternoon. That's a felony. For her to have said that is a felony, but they didn't go after her. And she's willing to say stuff like that. I'm not willing to say stuff like that, and I don't believe that. So we've got to stand tall against her. Thanks an awful lot for calling. I really appreciate it. Okay, we are going to go on. So they will put on video today of Raskin and Pelosi and Bernie saying, let's fight for 15 and all that. And we yawn. That has nothing to do with the violence that occurred and what Trump has done. Nothing to do with the violence. Now, I want to talk quick about his lawyers. He couldn't get A-team lawyers. He couldn't get the varsity. Then he couldn't get the junior varsity, and now he's lucky to get the freshman. Why is that? Because he doesn't pay his lawyers. Ultimately, lawyers will recite piously that they disagree with his theory of defense and all that. That's all well and good. I am always suspicious. I always believe and know that basically they're not getting paid. And that's why the big firms won't touch him. In this one, he had a guy named Butch Bowers who said, all right, my fee is $3 million. Trump said, I'm not going to pay a cent over 200 grand. Bowers said, look, I'm going to have a lot of lawyers on this thing. We're going to research it 24/7. We're going to do this and that. Trump goes, look, the fix is in. We got 44 Republicans who I could come in and shoot Jamie Raskin, and they'd acquit me anyway. So I don't really need a lawyer. You're just a fraud. And the guy said, jump in the lake. That's what's happened up till now. So they find this guy, David Schoen, and a guy named Castor. Now, Castor is, I mean, I actually felt bad for Castor. Isn't that strange? Me, I felt bad for Castor. When he got up initially and he said things like, you don't want to impeach this guy. The way to get him is afterwards criminally convict him. That's how you treat a criminal. That's what he said about his own client. Dumber than a bag of rocks. Dumber than a bag of rocks. But they have today, that's where they're going to limit it to 3 hours. They're going to do nothing but step in it, and they don't have to do much. They could do nothing. They still may get 44 votes, which deprives us of the 67. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.